Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. I'm here to tell it to you straight. If you're not ready for common sense, well, it's going to be a little tough on you today because it is fierce and fearless. Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Number three, computer vacuums can avoid dog crap in your house while figuring out how to root through all of yours. We talked about it. We'll have more. Number two, California voters went to the polls Tuesday. Well, actually, many went to the mailbox. Some went to other people's mailboxes. Some people just voted for other people, but well, nobody was looking. In the end, Gavin Newsom comes out on top. And number one, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken actually showed up in person in yet another attempt to salvage the narrative for the Biden administration of the disastrous cut-and-run exodus from Afghanistan that left thousands of people behind, including an untold number of Americans and thousands who helped us over 20 years. We don't know how many of those were left behind either. This time, the Secretary of State, who is clearly not up for the job and not ready for prime time at all, actually appeared in front of the U.S. Senate, where the hits from Republicans and Democrats came fast and furious. The incompetence of the withdrawal was on full display for the entire world to see. In utter dismay and shock, 13 American military personnel murdered by the terrorist just a couple of days before President Joe Biden forced U.S. troops to flee and leave Americans behind to fend for themselves. It's a first in American history and not a proud moment, to be sure. And we'll get to all of that because as compelling as that story is, it actually pales in comparison to the bombshell stories coming out of a brand new book, Peril, from Bob Woodward. In the book, he writes in part that Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi were working together behind the scenes with some others and well beyond any constitutional authority to seize power from the Commander-in-Chief, former President Donald Trump, in the weeks following the election in November 2020 and taking more control and more unconstitutional power after January 6th of this year. In the book, Milley claims he was acting in the best interest of the country. Woodward writes this with co-author Bob Costa. Again, the book is called Peril. But the transcript of the comments from a conversation between Milley and Pelosi paint a very dark picture of a behind-the-scenes illegal power grab where Milley went so far as to instruct military commanders around him that nothing would happen involving the military, nothing, unless he approved of the action. And he told the Chinese behind the scenes on at least a couple of occasions they had nothing to worry about. In fact, according to Woodward's accounts, Milley was making back-channel calls to the Chinese Communist Party and its generals in Beijing, telling them there would be no military action originating in the United States for any reason. Milley claims he was worried that Trump would attack Iran or provoke a war with China. Of course, it happened. Even worse, on January the 8th, 2 days after the violence and riot at the United States Capitol, Milley convened a secret meeting. That's right, a secret meeting. This, according to the book, was senior military officials in charge of the National Military Command Center in the Pentagon's war room. During the meeting, Woodward writes, Milley instructed the military brass to not take orders from anyone, including the commander-in-chief, Donald Trump, unless Milley said so. Unless Milley was directly involved. Witnesses say that General Milley then went around the room to each person in attendance to get a personal guarantee and that he considered those promises to be an oath of allegiance, not to the country, but to him. To him. Milley also received a call from Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, a blunt call, the book says. And Woodward and Costa have the call's transcript, apparently. In the conversation, they write, Milley assured Pelosi the nuclear weapons were safe, but she was not convinced and retorted, you know, he's crazy. He's been crazy for a long time, referring to President Trump. After the call, Milley began issuing more orders, this time to the directors of the NSA and the CIA, telling both Paul Nakasone and Gina Haspel to, quote, aggressively watch everything when it came to President Trump. And then this bombshell. This bombshell from the book, and I quote, Milley was overseeing the mobilization of the national security state without the knowledge of the American people or the rest of the world. Restructuring the national security state. How far out of bounds was this guy? And I would add, without any authorization to do so. There are provisions in the Constitution for such matters, including the 25th Amendment, if they believe the president is not capable of doing the job, or there is something wrong, or he should be removed. There are provisions in the U.S. Constitution to address such an issue. But Milley and CIA Director Haspel, who was also involved at the levels, feared Trump would attack Iran, like I said, or maybe China just to stay in office, or refuse to leave at all, forcing military action of some sort. Of course, none of those things happened. None. Not one. Yes, Donald Trump was angry about the outcome of the election. Yes. He questioned the legitimacy of the election. But he left office. Angry, but he left. And it seems pretty clear. It was Milley. It was Pelosi. It was Haspel. It was the others that were trying to pull a coup, not Donald Trump. Like I said, he may have been angry, but he left office on January 20th, and now the usual suspects of the deep state have a lot to answer for. By the way, the definition of treason in the U.S. Constitution is clear and reads as follows. Treason against the United States shall consist only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. No person shall be convicted of treason unless on the testimony of two witnesses to the same overt act or on confession in open court. So here's the question. Is China our enemy? Is subverting the United States constitutional order a crime? Well, it's clear General Milley not only failed America in Afghanistan quite clearly, but he has failed us in far greater ways by trying to seize power and control that is not his to take. And the same goes for Nancy Pelosi and others. And what about those that listened to Milley and gave their allegiance to him over the commander-in-chief, over their oath of office, over their duty? Let that resonate. On MSNBC, they tried to defend the unconstitutional behavior of Milley and Pelosi and the rest, but it didn't go all that well. Listen to this.
I thought it was unlikely that Trump would use nuclear weapons, although he had full legal and constitutional authority, in theory, to command that. But the one that bothered me the most was the Secretary of Defense was an acting SecDef. The Constitution says the Senate will be involved in approving senior officers of government. There was nobody left. So
because the Democrats would not put a Secretary of Defense through the process of confirming them, it's somehow Trump's fault. But Democrats say they're willing to support undermining the Constitution because they hate Trump that much to this day, and that's what's wrong with the left. Listen to Congressman John Garamendi. Listen to this.
I believe that Milley would do that. Now, did he do it? Well, that remains to be seen. But what I know of that general and his role as chief of staff is that he would call a meeting, given the concerns of an unhinged president at that period of time.
Unhinged president? Sounds like an unhinged chief of the Joint Chiefs. Sounds like an unhinged Speaker of the House. Sounds like you, sir, are unhinged to support undermining the Constitution of the United States because you don't like the guy? That's not how it works. That's not how it works at all. This is the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEBBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEBBET100 for free bets. The Brewers are a really good example of how wrong we can be about teams at the beginning of a season. Websites gave Milwaukee about a 40% chance to make the playoffs before the 2021 season began. Fast forward now to September, and the Brew Crew are now viewed as a shoe-in for postseason play and should be a tough out in the playoffs. This Milwaukee story provides some serious incentive for the Tigers and gives them an almost role model example of what could be for next season. The Tigers have shown they fight for 27 outs. They've proven they don't give in, and they've given us countless examples of how they've improved in various aspects of the game. It's not a finished product, and as A.J. Hinch says, we don't want to be the little engine that could. But the Tigers just could start an engine that hums along in 2022, and they can look across the diamond at Comerica Park for the inspiration and the blueprint on how to get there.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty.
Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.